Trump posts photo of illegal aliens' knuckle tattoos amid MS-13 charges. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 18, 2025. President Donald Trump shared a photo of the tattoos on the knuckles of illegal alien Kilmar Abrego Garcia, an accused MS-13 gang member, wife beater, and human trafficker amid Democrats complaining about the man's deportation to his native El Salvador. "I was elected to take bad people out of the United States," Trump said. "I must be allowed to do my job. This is the hand of the man that the Democrats feel should be brought back to the United States, because he is such a fine and innocent person," President Trump quipped in the caption of his post, sharing a photo of himself holding an image of Abrego Garcia's hand. Notably, the image hones in on the tattoos on the illegal alien's knuckles, which depict a marijuana leaf, a smiley face, a cross, and a skull with three dots. Some have speculated that this tattoo symbolizes MS-13, the marijuana leaf suggesting the letter M, the smiley face suggesting the letter S, the cross referring to the number 1, and the three dots on the skull referring to the number 3. Nonetheless, Abrego Garcia is, in fact, an illegal alien and accused MS-13 gang member, as well as an accused wife beater and human trafficker, who was deported last month after crossing the United States-Mexico border in 2011. They said he is not a member of MS-13, even though he's got MS-13 tattooed onto his knuckles, and two highly respected courts found that he was a member of MS-13, beat up his wife, etc. President Trump continued in the caption of his post. "I was elected to take bad people out of the United States, among other things. I must be allowed to do my job," the president asserted, adding, "Make America great again." Democrats, meanwhile, have faced intense scrutiny for bizarrely demanding that El Salvador officials fly the 29-year-old illegal alien back to the United States after he was deported by the Trump administration. Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, has especially faced backlash after photos surfaced of him meeting with Abrego Garcia in El Salvador. Angel moms Patty Morin and Tammy Nobles blasted the Maryland senator this week for meeting with Abrego Garcia after ignoring the murders of their daughters, Rachel Morin and Kayla Hamilton, both at the hands of illegal aliens, in Van Hollen's state. Actor James Woods also slammed the senator and other Democrats in a Friday X post, declaring, "Democrats will seek out any criminal ass to kiss. They are drawn to unrepentant evil like a moth to the flame." Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle also chimed in, noting, "What's crazy about this whole thing is the guy, regardless of whether he's Tren de Aragua or MS-13, was without question an illegal alien unlawfully in the United States from El Salvador." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.